Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. The prosecution's star witness in Donald Trump's hush money case is responding this morning following last night's historic conviction on all 34 felony counts.
This has been a long time coming for accountability.
Michael Cohen says he only made eye contact with his old boss a single time in the courtroom.
Only once. The rest of the time, he had his eyes closed. He was slumped back, not sure whether he was sleeping or just resting his eyes, as he would say. But there was very limited interaction.
Republicans who are expected to nominate Trump at their convention just days after his July 11th sentencing are reacting. ABC's Jay O'Brien's on Capitol Hill.
Mike Johnson said it was, quote, a shameful day in American history. It was a really long statement, and there were others that were as well. Mitch McConnell has been a thorn in Donald Trump's side for quite some time, although he has since endorsed him this time around, said that the charges should never have been brought in the first place.
This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions could boost President Biden in the polls. That's according to the Marquette poll from earlier this month.
In the guilty scenario, Biden was up by 4 points. In the not guilty scenario, Trump was up by 6 points. That was a hypothetical when we asked it. In the next week or two or three, we will see.
Pollster Charles Franklin tells Civic Media the verdict should move more undecided voters than partisans. Meanwhile, Trump is set to be sentenced just 4 days before the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in July. It's not clear how it will affect plans. The GOP has been battling the Secret Service over the size of the convention's security zone. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Pay raises have helped hire and keep more prosecutors across Wisconsin. Starting wages used to be $27 an hour, but the legislature passed and Governor Tony Evers signed a new law last year, raising the minimum to $36 an hour. The president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association told the Wisconsin State Journal the vacancy rate is just a third of what it was a year ago. That can help our justice system all over the state move just a little faster. Public defenders got the same raise, and more jobs have been filled there, too. Thousands and thousands of people are headed to the WIAA state track meet in La Crosse this weekend. About 50,000 people live in La Crosse, and every year, 20,000 head to the state meet. If you're headed anywhere in the Coulee region, just know there will be lots of extra traffic, both in that direction and in La Crosse itself. The state track and field championships are today and tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Another dramatic Brewers win. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the eighth, all tied up 4-4. Full count, Gary Sanchez at the plate. The Cubs' Tyson Miller on the mound. Brian Anderson, Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call.
Full count to every batter this inning. Sanchez, high fly ball, center field. Talkman is back. Talkman's at the wall. And Gary does it again. Another eighth inning, two-run homer. Puts the Brewers in front.
422-foot drive to center field, and the Brewers went on to win 6-4 over the Cubs, taking the series 3-1. Manager Pat Murphy on the season Sanchez has had so far.
He gives you a great at-bat. Like the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous, and everybody in the league knows it.
The Brewers' homestand continues tomorrow night with a 3-game series over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and seasonal again today, with highs soaring to the upper 70s. Clouds will thicken by tonight, and chances of showers start to roll in by morning. A few claps of thunder are also possible, and it'll be a damp day, with highs scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah.
so you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a great time to adopt a pet and help out a Milwaukee animal shelter. On Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller and the debut of a new completely legitimate attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Guilty. Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. All 34 are felonies. Donald Trump has now been convicted of 34 different felony crimes by a jury of his peers.
Say it again. Can you say felonies? America, I order you to have at least 34 felonies. Orgasms in honor of the 34 felonies. And that's just getting warmed up. Okay.
So guess who's here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Frangela. Hi.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to order. We're ordering a choir. We're out in front of the courthouse. Yeah, I just had to tell them what we're doing right away. Okay, so what we'd like you to sing is, God is great. He's going to jail. God is great. He's going to jail. I said, do jail. You know, you can do know what? I got to call you. We're doing the show. But thank you so much. Going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
Now let's talk about restructuring the tour so that we're in New York
for the next felony
on the 11th
of July. Yes. Oh, you know why? Because that'll be our first episode of
Snatched.
There you go.
You gotta do the music.
Oh, sorry. Snatched. Oh, Snatched. I'm sorry. No, that's the music. It's the Batman thing.
Yeah
I forgot. That's right. It's July 11th is sentencing. So then we'll do our first episode of Snatch.
Are you calling it sentencing? I'm calling it Valhalla.
Okay, so Frangela, we have to.
There it is. Snatch.
Good job. Okay, good job, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
So we were saying you have to talk about where you were, because this is the first time a president in the United States history has been convicted of felonies. And I know when I saw Nicole Wallace say there's a verdict, my stomach like seized up, because you thought like, oh God. I mean, I literally thought like, are they going to be too scared? They're going to get killed by a Trump mob. Are they going to acquit him? Is this, you know? So where were you? What was your reaction?
Okay. We were taking bets on the podcast.
We were recording.
And we were saying, and I have just said, I expect them to come back quickly. How can you not?
So she said Friday, right?
That's what I said Friday, at least. That's what I said.
Yeah. We all did. Yeah, we all thought.
Yeah, and because the reality is that you have the signed checks. When you have the man who's called his accomplice talking to you, telling you, I mean, really, what was anybody supposed to believe, that Donald Trump loves his wife?
Yeah, right?
Who was there by his side? Oh, never mind. Oh,
no. Never mind.
Oh, that's right. No, she would not. I'm going to tell you something. To me, the thing that gave me pause was the whole Rodney King effect. That we all watched that video of him being beat by those eight cops, and somehow a jury, an entire jury, decided that he was the aggressor.
Yeah.
Watching that very same piece of tape. So yeah. I've been, like, to me, that has been my concern, but not so much in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but
I mean,
the truth.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I remember an OJ juror going, well, we just didn't see any evidence. Like, so you never know what a jury's going to do. You're right.
That's right. But, like, for me, like, all I could think is that my own jury experience was that you may think you're going to do a lot of things when you get in that room, but the seriousness of it really does hit you. And I found the people I on, although some of them weren't mentally equipped, I would say, to be making decisions like this, they did their very best, you know, to do it and to listen and pay attention.
I love this. Trump privately hoped my juror would hang the Manhattan jury. Trump secretly confided that one juror he thought would come to his rescue. His hopes that one man on the jury he reportedly referred to as my juror, his hopes were dashed. Trump had his eye on one male juror whose body language he interpreted as friendlier, the warm smiles and tics they hoped that suggested there could be a hung jury that would help Trump evade conviction. And I'm thinking, he was thinking about Trump in jail. That's what the smiles
were. Yeah. Or he's got Tourette's, but I know it wasn't about liking Trump.
No. And you know, that's magical thinking.
Yes, for
them. You know, and what you see is this magical thinking has gotten him really far in his life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's also gotten him 34 felony counts.
What? I celebrate each one.
So this party, Adam Kinzinger said the GOP attacks everyone but the felon. Trump now ineligible to vote on a firearm or get a security clearance.
Can't go to Canada either.
The jury did its duty. Chasten Buttigieg said Donald Trump is not a convicted felon because of the judge. Donald Trump is a convicted felon because of a jury of his peers unanimously found him guilty over and over and over again. I mean, the other thing is, I thought, like, are some counts going to be guilty and others not? Is it going to be a mixed thing? I mean, this was, and as we were saying, one juror got his news from Truth Social, he said. He got on the jury.
Yeah.
They can't say this was unfair.
They're going to. They're going to continue saying that.
Yeah.
That's doesn't
what
matter.
They do. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what you do.
It doesn't matter what they say. He has been convicted. Yeah. He will be sentenced because on Earth One,
hello,
we have and live by laws.
Yeah. Adam Kinzinger, one more. Watching all these GOP politicians disparage American citizens and the jury system is disgusting. They are not the party of law and order. They are an authoritarian weakling scared of a tiny hand felon. I mean, it was pathetic. And all the way up to Susan Collins, Mitch McConnell wasn't just the right-wing fringe.
Yeah.
I mean,
let me tell you something about that jury. The only thing they debated, they got in that room, filed in that room, shut the door, and they were like, okay, let's take a quick straw poll. Who thinks... Where are you leaning? Let's say, who thinks he's guilty? Everybody raised their hand, and then they start to stand up like, oh, we're done. We can just fill out the form and go. And the two lawyers were like, no, we can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean? We can't do that. If we do that, they're going to think we didn't deliberate.
Jody and I think they played Yahtzee and Twister. They said guilty in like 5 seconds. They're like, we've got to do something.
No, and then all they did was negotiate. I think they spent that day's negotiating when the earliest they could come out with a verdict. And then they were like, somebody was like, can we wait till after lunch? Because that day is ribs. And they're like, okay, we'll wait till after lunch because it's rib day.
You know, speaking of prison, it's a Frangela love letter.
Yep.
From David in Alabama. Mama, I'm old enough to remember old school happy hours when you had guests in studio, you'd drink and tell funny stories. Remember that, yeah. I remember during one of Frangela's appearances, Frances said that if she and Angela were in prison together, as a friend, Frances would help Angela out with her downstairs lady part needs. And then she demonstrated how she would do that by opening and closing her mouth like a comedy clacky teeth.
Don't look. Don't look. If you're watching on Free Speech TV, don't look. It'll burn your eyes.
Oh, no. Oh, God. She's doing that face.
She was doing that yesterday. That's how excited she got. She's like, let me do my prison.
Okay. Oh, God. I forgot. I hadn't seen that in a while.
Oh, God.
Really? Oh, my God. Yes, as Veronica Cartwright would say, oh, my God. I was reminded of it.
Oh, God.
I was reminded of it yesterday when you said the thing about having a shark eat you in a sexy way. My mind flashed back to Frances and her demonstration of how she would be there for her best friend. It is a best friend story.
Yeah.
It's a love story and it's a prison story.
We were talking about sharks going down on you.
Well, because I was obsessed with the number.
Right.
Florida, of course, has the most unprovoked shark attacks, which leads us to believe that there must be provoked. People are provoking sharks on purpose. So, I just was obsessed with that briefly. Here's my, because I'm a liberal helper for Angela. Everything's talking about, like, oh, how can you really incarcerate a former president, blah, blah, blah. I think a shark cage off the coast of Florida, he hates sharks, so it's punishment, and yet we know he'd be safe. He'd be in a, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's generous, but no oxygen, right?
Angela Louise Shelton.
I'm just saying, I have a new show idea. It's called Cell Block Trump. And... we have every week, we have a new group of people who are excited that he's in prison. Sent in like one or two of us, and then the regular prisoners, and they all interact. It's like the Amazing Race.
Yes, we are owed this, Angela. Thank you. Listen, we'll drop the class action lawsuit for the negligent homicide of a million Americans for COVID. If you just let us group by group. Go visit you in prison. That
I can tell you what Frances and I are going to do. We're going to instigate. We're like, you know what, T-Boss? Oh. T-Boss? And T-Boss and Knife-A-Lot? Trump said he's not going to give you any of his commissary, even though he said he was going to.
Mm-hmm. He promised you that cookie.
He promised Cookie that. And I just think he needs a re-education.
So, quite seriously, we asked Glenn Kirshner earlier, as we do, but I know not just because it makes me happy and gives me a 35th orgasm, but Glenn and many legal experts think he is going to get prison. I know everyone has always said to me, he's not going to prison, he's never going to get to prison, no one did. I mean, it's just based on the law, he's no remorse, 10 violations of the gag order, I think
he violated it within a minute of getting the verdict. Mm-hmm. He went outside and violated again.
Yeah.
You know what? Somebody's about to find out that fat meat is greasy.
Ooh, because we're going to throw this rice. That's right. We're going to throw this rice. And what are we going to do? I can't stop dancing.
I already confessed that I did wax my pony twice after the verdicts, and I got a holla in my crick.
Yeah,
what?
You got a holla in your crick. Holla?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. I won't risk it on a biscuit, and I won't waste it on a pancake.
Okay.
No, you won't.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So the choice in this election, Someday Divine says, saying a Trump supporter just has a different political opinion is like saying people who eat Tide Pods just have different dietary preferences. I don't know what you think is going to happen or what the polling is. I know Fox News made a big deal last night about, is fundraising through the roof. It's like, do you give a about the idiots that still want to send him money? Like, okay, that can't be a majority of Americans.
They're crowing about all the money they raked in last night. Biden raked in just as much money last night. No one's crowing about that.
Right.
So
they need to.
Yeah, don't even pay attention to what they're crowing about.
I know. I can't take anymore these pundits like that's going to help him politically. I can't.
Oh no!
I believe that a majority of Americans want to elect a convicted felon.
No, and also I have to say I am so sick of this category of discussion from the punditry and mainstream media. The idea that it matters. What his schedule is. The idea that they're like, well, maybe they could always put off the jail time. I was like, no. You don't. Let me explain something to you. If our black butts get arrested, ain't nobody going to go, wait, for Angela, real quick. Do you have anything upcoming? Because we don't want your punishment for your felonies.
Well, and I was saying this
in the way of that.
Jenna Ellis lost her law license, and her excuse is she's just a baby. She's just a baby lawyer, and the big lawyers told her the wrong things. And then Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, said Trump is too old to go to prison. And I said, as Frangela would say, at what age do white people actually get justice? Never?
Well,
the Constitution protects them, and it punishes brown and black people.
Right. Right.
That's how they see that document working perfectly.
Right. Right. It's just, seriously, but what, it's like Goldilocks justice. When is it just right? Jenna Ellis is just a baby. Donald Trump's too old.
Why are we acting like that makes any difference? Like, it doesn't matter if it helps him fundraise. It doesn't matter if it doesn't help him fundraise. That is not how the law works.
Exactly.
And that isn't the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are we ever talking about it and normalizing the idea of, well, you know, the Secret Service? I don't care about this Secret Service. Let me tell you about them. They're punks anyway.
Because Fox and Republicans are desperate to spin this somehow positive, somehow being convicted of 34 felonies somehow. Jody said, how long before the New York Times talks about how this is bad for Biden? I mean, it's
they're desperate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? When you really need to feel good, imagine him in Shawshank. Just... imagine him as Shawshank.
We think he might have to pick up trash, and maybe it'll just be those papers that he has printed to read good things about himself.
Something.
Just those.
You want to see Michael Cohen explode? Don't give him time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by PowerLife High Impact Protein. Show pony. Let's get ready. Let's get on that Seattle stage. Cloppity, 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 cloppity. Muscles,
that,
muscles, muscles.
And are you going to ride me? Ride
yes.
on me?
Yes,
on...
I'm going to ride you into the... stage. Okay.
You're going to get on me and ride.
Don't you say a word about Fred Sanford.
No, that actually sounds like Kate Hepburn.
Thank you.
It does.
All right.
Kate Hepburn doing Fred Sanford.
Ah!
There you go.
Okay.
Tony Horton, P90X guy. Discovered HMB, naturally occurring molecule. He looks amazing. He had shingles. He didn't think he was going to make it. He looks amazing now. High-impact protein available in whey.
Where?
Or plant protein. Mix it with your favorite beverage. One scoop. Supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. I mean, mypowerlife.com. Type in fitness right now. You get 30% off, and you can be a show pony, too. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to mypowerlife.com and use the code fitness.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known.
Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being...
Stephanie Miller.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest.
No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Stephanie Miller.
I don't know what you're
doing. I'm pushing it.
Stop it.
I'm pushing it real good.
Stop it.
Yeah. What? The party. The party's in Seattle tomorrow night, bitches. What?
Ooh, 34 felonies. Ooh, 34 felonies.
How did Frances get the phone in her Brady Bunch block?
Okay, so, girl, listen.
What, girl? What?
Girl. I can't. Okay, are you going to the Trump sub-block age party?
Oh my gosh, the sub-block Trump party is so on. It is so lit.
It is lit.
I know a DJ, and he's gonna play all songs by musicians who hate him.
Mm-mm. Okay, girl, we gotta go back to Stephanie. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Are you doing skit? Everyone's doing skit. Even Glenn Kirshner did a skit.
He did.
Because we're so free. I feel like the chains have been ripped off of my body. Let the justice flow over me like warm syrup on a hot cake. Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of which,
it's a yes and kind of morning.
It is.
It is.
Speaking of which, I saw Tim Scott on CNN last night.
Oh, boy.
How was the biscuits?
That's all I heard was biscuit. Because when I think biscuit, of you, I just biscuit. Yeah. I can't remember the anchor he was on with, but you know, just the whole politicization of the Justice Department, blah blah, and you know, she was like, "Well, Robert Menendez and the president's own son are on trial. So how is that the DOJ's politicized?" He didn't answer the question at all. He just like, you know, "Oh, I can tell you, well, they target conservatives because blah blah blah." It's so sad, honestly.
Yeah.
This party.
I think it's best for your mental health to treat them like they have a mental health issue. And instead of arguing or bringing up things, when they start saying, "Oh, you know, it's so corrupt," you go, "That must be very hard. Tell me about that feeling. How does the corrupt feel to you?"
I know it was a big day yesterday. I'm sure you may have missed the least non-breaking news ever. Trump used the N-word. I know you're shocked.
I've been waiting for this.
Let me tell you something. We heard about this in 2015.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we know a lot of people in reality TV who all said, who worked on those shows and said that it existed. I was waiting for that tape to come out. Yeah. By assumption that it's like a Larry Flint situation, that it will never come out because it's in somebody's vault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this was confirmed by a guy whose NDA expired and blah, blah, blah. But we'll get your reaction. Somebody tweeted, Fox News host will just say rappers use the N-word all the time. And here we go, right? They will defend anything.
Yep.
29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Under California law, bicycles are considered vehicles, which means that drivers must yield to them and provide at least 3 feet of safe passing distance, just as you would another car. When making a right turn, don't pass in front of bicycles, especially if you're crossing a bike lane. Cyclists have to do their part too. You must ride in the same direction as traffic and obey all traffic signals and signs. Use hand signals and make eye contact with drivers to communicate. Wear a helmet and reflective clothes to be more visible to others. If you ride after dark, remember to use a white headlight and reflectors.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong, dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that, and that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is a justice who is going to weigh in on cases that are about our democracy, about the former president's participation in an insurrection. And to say that it has no bearing, that his wife was flying not just one, but two flags, is really disturbing.
Representative Pramila Jayapal, star of Stage Scream and Sexy Liberal Seattle, tomorrow night. Get it. SexyLiberal.com. You, Seattle, you gave for Angela COVID last time, so you owe them.
You owe us.
coming to see them and worship them and hug them. Sexy liberal.
That's true. But we're so happy and healthy and ready for Trump to go to jail. I just can't be happier.
I mean, the difference 4 years makes, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing because I really am inviting everybody to allow this to wash over us because it has taken 8 years to get this.
This is
exhaled.
I say it all. I've been waiting to exhale. Until you got here. Francis, we were saying that we started the show by saying this is a we the people moment. The people, you know, when you're feeling helpless and despair and that, oh, there's no, you know, law and order, there's no justice, there's no, you know, nothing matters, voting doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. You know, here you go. It was, you know, Tristan Snow was saying it was pressure. The people spoke out. They tried to drop this case. Mm-hmm. And you know, God bless Alvin Bragg for taking the maiden legal voyage, right?
I would not want to be on his wrong side. He is together.
Let me tell you something about Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg gets a plate. He gets the first plate at the cookout always and forever.
And in fact, we take food off the grill at the start of the barbecue for his to-go. Yes. So he doesn't have to wait to see if there's food left over. We are putting it aside at the beginning.
Yes. Alvin here, fix his plate.
I mean, speaking of, you know, N-word this week, the big Apprentice story, which was a shock to know. How many times has he heard that? How many? Letitia James, mm-hmm. Fonnie Willis. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And God bless these jurors for not being bullied, not being intimidated. Just, you know, head down, move forward. And it's just, okay. So
guess what?
Yeah.
And at every other trial, he'll get convicted, too.
Because he did it.
If he has to stand into the light of the law and the light of what is right, he will get convicted there, too.
Yeah. So I just a couple of tweets about the Apprentice story. I can hear them now. The N-word, of course he can say it. Black people say it. Freedom of speech. It's his First Amendment right. Blah, blah, blah. Lastly, unless the tape's released, why talk? Do we really need a tape of him saying the N-word to know that he's been a racist all his life?
I need a new ringtone, and I would like it.
Not only that, but then I want you to play that tape over and over and over to all the black Trumpers.
That's right.
I want every time.
Every time they speak.
I mean, yes. Bakari Sellers tweeted, Trump said, and he actually writes the N-word, literally no one is surprised, except maybe Shepard G and the sleepy dude that endorsed him last week. And, what do you call it? I think, what's the Trump communications aide, Stephen somebody? He just tweets at Bakari Sellers, prove it, bitch. I just love that we're pretending like we don't have massive evidence that he's a racist before this, right?
I mean, prove it, bitch. How far have we fallen from the Federalist Papers?
Right.
Exactly.
Like, this is a shambles.
Really a shambles. Don't
close. Shambles.
That was close.
Don't worry. Okay. Marie in Atlanta. Marie in Atlanta, hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I gotta tell you, it was a rough morning getting up after all that liquor.
Liquor? I just met her.
Hey.
Boom.
Yeah, it took me a minute to realize that 34 shots was not a good idea. But, you know, I put in a pretty good dent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Trump's his post-conviction strategy is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. Keep, insulting the judge, keep insulting the jurors, and that judge is going to have to sentence him.
I'm reading the HuffPost. Mm-hmm. Trump took several bizarre shots at the judge in his hush money trial, saying he looks so nice and soft, but he's really the devil. What an idiot. This is the guy that can decide whether he goes to jail, right? Who showed enormous restraint through 10 gag order violations and not putting him in prison yet, right, Marie?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's still time, even on the contempt charges. Even if he gets, probation on the main charges, the contempt stuff, the judge did what the law is set up to do, which is to be escalatory. You start with fines and, you know, when somebody keeps going, you can escalate to having somebody put in prison or put on some sort of house arrest. Kind of hard to do those rambling, weird rallies when you can only go up to the gates of Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But it's a good day.
Can we? It is a good day. Can we, I don't know, like strap him to a swing set with a helmet like the Mike Meyer? No? What? Yes.
Something a little bit funny I'm reading from this press conference.
Yes.
Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, was smiling in the crowd as Trump says he was unhappy with his lawyers for not being clear about what the case was about.
Oh my
so
God.
He was complaining about his lawyers to his lawyers.
Of course. I mean, but that's the other element in sentencing is there's no remorse, yeah. no even admission of the crime still, right?
Oh, he's setting himself up for time. And he should get time because Michael Cohen did for like, and I know that was a different system, but the reality is, what are you saying if the instigator, the big boss, doesn't get time but other people below right. him do? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
He told the crowd that he was going to jail for 187 years.
What?
But in reality, he's only eligible for a fine, probation, or up to 4 years in prison.
For each count.
Right.
Yeah, here's the deal with that. Don't tease us. You know we want to hear
right.
that. Don't
and his
tease
doctor
us,
says he's going to live 187 years, yeah. doesn't he? Yeah, well, he has a nose.
The healthiest person?
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's speculated that if he goes to prison, the sentence would be imposed concurrently instead right. of consecutively.
Right.
No. No. I want this well, done so we got the way a lot it would be done for the darkest black person in this country. No.
Do you remember what he was like? Hillary shouldn't be allowed to run. She's going to be under investigation.
Brian Cannon
chimed
in.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
What did you do?
Sorry. I didn't mean to answer him that soon. Anyway, but right? I mean, but this will be a full-on constitutional crisis, if God forbid. He gets right. I mean, because you're right. We've got a bunch of trials to go. And then yeah. now he's going to be a convicted felon
right.
going into the next one. So, yes, Bryce Black Canyon. Go ahead. Bryce Canyon. Sorry.
Hey, Steffi and Frangela. It's so great to talk to you this fine day. Hey, do you mind if Bryce Canyon were to chime in for,
sure.
for
a moment?
Our entertainment reporter. Yeah.
Just to reflect on this wonderful okay. day. By the way, you know, as I was lying here, and maybe I over-medicated a little, but you know, reflecting on everything. I muttered out loud, like, wow, 11 billion convictions. This is so great. And I swear, my poster of Wink Martindale above my bed said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Thank you. All right, it's yet another true, authentic Stephanie Miller show story.
But you have to work Wink Martindale in there. I mean, come on.
I know, that's good.
Yeah.
Joe in Chicago, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Hello,
Joe's not there, man. Not.
All right. Let's try David in Miami. You're on with Frangela. Hi, David.
Uh-oh,
my phone system has maybe gone kaflooey. Bam. Okay. All right, so one more. Give me Pramila Jayapal, who we will see on stage in Seattle tomorrow night.
The reality is, you know, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson recused herself from a case on affirmative action in Harvard because she felt that there was a chance that it could lead to a sense of impropriety. Justice Alito and I would say Justice Thomas in the same category are really slashing and burning the integrity of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, it here's I'm feeling empowered. Are you about justice? Mm-hmm. What, as Elie Mystal always says, what it's not the question. What are they going to do? What are we going to do about it? I say we demand all of the above. As Chris says, it's a yes and morning.
Yes.
Yes, expand the court. Damn. Yes, hearings. Yes, get the votes to have to be able to impeach if necessary. But yeah, I mean, they can't just like go. I mean, what was the latest? Like the, you know. Justice Roberts said, oh, no, I'm not going to come to any meeting. They even just asked for a meeting. Yeah. We have to stop asking, right? And start doing.
Yes.
Start subpoenaing.
Thank you. Is that a verb?
Maybe. Subpoenaing?
Okay.
I think it is.
I think it is.
It is now.
By the way, I found something Elie Mystal's hair is not on fire about, which is really shocking. Oh, about Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's husband is representing Fox Corp. And Ellie actually said, this is not a big deal. This is not supporting the insurrection or taking bribes from Republican donors. This is my spouse has a job. Don't diminish the actual ethical problems by worrying over something like this.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, because it is just Alito and Thomas are so egregious that you can't even they've got to at least have them. They have to answer to someone. We can't just go, oh, well, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Oh, you know, oh, well, and again, I'll say this again and again and again. Oh, well, Justice Alito's wife gets to do whatever she wants to do because we are supposed to respect her autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, my personal autonomy, my womb, your womb, they can make decisions about, and I have to listen to that.
There's nothing going on in my womb, but I can take your point. It's yeah.
There are tumbleweeds there.
Right. It's
But she can be maternal to the tumbleweed.
No one wants to control that.
It's a rocky place where no one's seed can find any purchase.
That's correct. Uh-huh. Yes.
But I'm supposed to respect what Mrs. Alito wants to do. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Steve Bannon says she should be on the short list to be
VVP.
Vice President. Martha Ann should. She seems like a delight, doesn't she?
Oh, like a delight made in hell.
If I may say, seems a little C-wordy to me, but you know.
That's what I'm saying. Next Tuesday.
All right.
Take out the final word.
She seems like she'd pick up the phone and call the police on your barbecue.
She would.
She's Karen. Oh, she's so Karen of the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One last Pramila Jayapal.
I think it's extremely troubling, and it means that Justice Roberts has to step in and actually establish an enforceable mechanism to hold these justices accountable for a code of conduct that right now has no such thing.
Yeah. All right. So we've got that's the thing is people are saying, you know, they dropped this case.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know what I mean? So this is really a moment for us saying, you know, we the people do have power, I think, and double and triple down, as I keep saying, so we can, you know, do all the things. I mean, there's already stories about they're planning to take away health care from everybody.
Yep.
Like they will do all of the egregious, you know, so we got to double and triple down.
Yep.
It starts America at sexyliberal.com. Get it for tomorrow night, Seattle. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by
Sweet.
Thank you. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more cash money.
Cash.
You make. That's right. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce your IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency, bring it all there onto one platform. You slash manual asses. What?
What?
No,
what?
Tasks and errors. Don't have manual asses laying around. 37,000 companies have already made the move. Do it. Do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, they've extended their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com.
Sweet. Slash Miller.
That's NetSuite.com/Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
You know where to find the boys and the booze.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Who wants to be a daddy's girl or a daddy's boy?
You do.
Oh, my God. Omaha Steaks. Oh, yeah. It is the best. The filet mignons. You had to. Did you eat the entire package of hot dogs?
I did.
That's a lot of protein.
Well,
okay.
It's 4 hot dogs.
Jody had the steak fries. You have caramel apple. Did you have any caramel apple tartlets for dessert?
I've been having one a night.
Oh, it's a good boy.
I'm not even finished with the fries.
Oh. Okay. It's burgers, chicken. You will not, Dad's going to freak.
Yep.
It's like $89. You get this giant box of amazing filet mignons, burgers, chicken, on and on. All those sides we just mentioned. I'm just saying, the Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it so easy to put a smile on the big guy's face. OmahaSteaks.com. Use that code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus 4 free burgers. They just like, they're like, hang on, wait, don't close that box. And they just chuck in those 4 extra burgers, and they're delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you, Dad is going to freak out. It's going to make you look like a hero. Show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks, order the deluxe Father's Day gift package with 20 unforgettable entrees, plus those 4 free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie. Every purchase backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. 53 minutes after the hour, Frangela's here. Here's the headline. How do I get even? Longtime Trump exec predicts ex-boss's revenge rage after the conviction. Yeah. Here's what I love. This jury was not bullied by him. Right. You know, this judge was not bullied by him. And he's just, this is, to me, one of the steps in the emperor has no clothes. He's just a grouchy, farty, sleepy old man that is now a convicted felon. And nobody is scared of him, you know?
Exactly. And that's what the GOP is angry about is that they have dumped everything that they are into this felon, into this convicted sexual aggressor. I don't know. I can't call him a rapist, but he's real close.
Oh, no, he was adjudicated a rapist.
You can.
He was. Yeah, he was adjudicated a rapist. The judge said it is. Yeah. And I love this threat he made before the verdict. We were treated very, very, I need a tinier violin, very, very badly, and the outside world's watching. The outside world's just not going to bring their business to New York, and that's going to cost the city, the state, trillions and trillions of dollars. Businesses are leaving, and people are fleeing. Actually, new business applications rose by 8.1% in New York from 22 to 23. Okay, but you wouldn't put anything past him. He'll probably, like, you know, post footage of people, like, fleeing over the bridges on 9/11 to say this is today after the verdict. Everybody's leaving New York.
You notice that it's all quiet. And you know why? Because they saw those people go to jail. The maggots, they know they're not. And now he's going to, no. I'm going to talk a lot. I'm not going to do anything.
And I was saying, I switched to Fox News just to, you know, raise my blood pressure. Yeah. First of all, the first thing...
We're going to put parental controls on your TV.
Yeah, the first thing, they weren't even doing that. They were doing... What was he doing?
Gutfeld
was doing some segment about masculinity. It's like, what? So, you know, but then when they started talking about just spin. Here's Jesse Waters.
I watched him.
Here, Jesse Waters.
He says that success is the best revenge, but let's say he does win re-election this November. Will there be any revenge directed at the people that put this hoax case together?
Well, certainly people need to be held accountable for the crimes that have been committed over the last several years that we've seen them lie. We've seen them abuse our justice system. We've seen Joe Biden target innocent Americans across this country, such as the protesters on January 6th.
Oh, my God. Okay, one more.
They've thrown in the gulag in Washington, D.C. President Trump said he will pardon those protesters on day one of his presidency. Yes, justice needs to be served for the good-hearted Americans across this country who want to see an equal application of the law. And this trial proves we don't have that in America right now.
I mean, I just love how absolutely resounding and clear this verdict was. Because they keep, here's the other one. Megan Santa is White Kelly was on with Dan Abrams. Let's see. He said there was definitely wrongdoing on Trump's part, even if the case could be made that it wasn't illegal. Well, the case was made that it was illegal, first of all, Dan. But Kelly said, what was it? They keep acting like they don't know what the charges were, right? Trump's like,
I was going to say... Stephanie, I completely agree. I was watching Jesse Waters. He kept going, I don't understand even still what this trial was about.
Yeah.
That's their claim.
Right.
Well, I don't understand what this was about.
Right.
What did we say from the very, what did I say when Trump first got elected? That there would be a file that they would maintain saying all the crimes we committed. And that's this, we just going through their list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's all they've got is just pretend. And by the way, Megyn Kelly's a lawyer. Like, they know.
She knows.
They absolutely all know he's guilty, and they know what the crime is. They're just going to get it. It's NDAs aren't illegal. They keep spinning his same bull that they know is bull.
Mm-hmm. It only works on people who want it to work on them.
Yeah.
Like, that's who it works for.
Yeah.
It's not convincing anybody else of anything. They're just the people who need that to be true. That's what they're doing it for.
Yep.
And you know what? And this is the thing that they're angry about is that their Sith Lord can't control us.
Yep.
Good for you. SexyLiberal.com. We'll see you in Seattle tomorrow night. We love you, Frangela.
Man,
Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Peach Wine.
Nice. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Friday edition. We'll get you ready for the weekend, take a look at some fun things, and talk a little politics along the way. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What's with the megaphone?
Just trying to properly illustrate your embarrassment and humiliation to the public, sir.
What? It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Wait, come back. I have other cards.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department
of Treasury
and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.